One of the new homes at Potter's Lane is coming together. Two workers listen to music as they prep walls for a new coat of paint. Electrical wires hang from the ceiling, and a plastic sheet still covers the kitchen countertops. It's a transformation from an old shipping container, the kind you see getting unloaded from ports and docks, into a 480-square-foot apartment. Donna Gallup is the president of American Family Housing, the nonprofit that is overseeing the project. She says it's been a learning process from the start.
Actually, as we went through the process, found out that this was going to be the first multifamily project in the nation that was going to be built with recycled shipping containers for homeless.
It's happening quickly, about 12 months from design to finish, and that's a big reason why builders chose this technology. The container's steel siding should also last a long time and be energy efficient, says Gallup.
They don't get too hot, they don't get too cold, and they are remarkably soundproof. So if you're ever doing a multifamily building, it's really nice to know that you won't hear the people upstairs, and if downstairs somebody's playing music loud, the people upstairs won't be disturbed.
The project uses 54 shipping containers that have been redesigned so each apartment has a kitchen, bathroom, and living space. When finished, the place will hold 16 units in two stories with a balcony, stairs, and courtyard. It's also designed specifically for veterans.
I had my misgivings. I wasn't quite sure until I saw the place.
59-year-old Jimmy Palmiter, a Vietnam-era veteran, was wary when he first heard of Potter's Lane from a VA counselor. He didn't know the area, so he took a trip last month to have a look.
I thought the alleyway was Jackson Street, and so all I saw was the back part of it. But, I mean, whenever I finally saw the rest of it, I mean, this is just gorgeous. And one of these apartments is mine. I can't wait.
Today, he's standing by the doorway of one of the unfinished homes, and he's got his roommate with him.
This is Fifi. She's 7 years old. She's a purebred teacup poodle. I rescued her when she was about a year old.
Palmiter and Fifi spent the last 4.5 years homeless, one of about 3,500 veterans living on the streets in L.A. and Orange counties. As he talks, he leans on a cane. He's still recovering from a fall 3 years ago that ended his sporadic work in construction. And without the income, he stayed on the streets.
I haven't taken care of my body as good as I should have, I guess, because I tore it up. And now I'm just trying to live a life with as little pain as possible.
Veterans like Palmiter run up against a tough reality in Southern California, home to the largest number of homeless veterans in the nation. Rents are high and apartments are hard to find. The manager of the Orange County Housing Authority, John Hambuck, says projects like Potter's Lane are trying to address that gap.
It's especially important now because of the tremendous demand for zero-bedroom and one-bedroom units in the area and the shortage.
And Hambuck says getting a roof overhead is just the first step for veterans who move into Potter's Lane. Counselors from the VA and American Family Housing will have two offices on site to troubleshoot problems that come up during the transition before they get too big.
We want to be able to ensure that they'll be there successfully.
Jimmy Palmiter plans to move into his unit by February 8th. He calls the timing auspicious, just 3 days before his birthday.
I'll be 60 years old next month, and it's time for me to get off the street. And these apartments are gorgeous, made with love, and I can't say enough.
Hambuck's office gets about 19 to 25 referrals from the VA every month, so Potter's Lane hits just a fraction of the need. But officials hope it's a new model to meet an ongoing problem. In Los Angeles, I'm Dorian Marina.